USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many Americans are spending New Year's Day stranded at airports as bad weather and coronavirus outbreaks cause thousands of flight cancellations. It's been a tough holiday week for airlines and travelers, with crew members calling out sick. FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on the 1st of January. That includes over 2,400 United States flights. One traveler at LaGuardia in Queens, New York, tells Fox News,
"Had a great time with your family. You know, you're not here for very long, so it's a good time always. And then you come here and have to deal with a whole bunch of stress. That's not fun."
Federal help is on the way for thousands affected by Colorado's wildfires. The White House saying President Biden approved a disaster declaration on Saturday, which includes funding for temporary housing and emergency loans. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Eric Adams has been sworn in as the 110th mayor of New York City early Saturday morning in Times Square. Adams discussing his plans for the city.
"This would be our New Year's resolution. We will not be controlled by crisis. Instead, we'll make the city better every day through actions big and small. Getting vaccinated is not letting the crisis control you."
Adams adding, "It's time for New York to return to its past glory.
New York can and should be the center of the universe again, bustling, thriving, electric with the energy of people."
Both the Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots continue to grow. Lottery officials say there were no tickets sold with all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot is worth over $244 million. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $500 million. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans across the nation have been waiting for hours in lines to take COVID-19 tests as cases surge across the country and rapid tests disappear from store shelves. This as President Biden denied a report that his administration rejected the October proposal to increase testing capacity. And regarding getting tested, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary says it's still unclear exactly what the Biden administration is looking for.
"Well, you can't have it both ways and have a very limited testing supply that we're rationing, and at the same time give guidance to every American and every business to do routine screening just to get together or engage in regular activities. If we use the current number of tests that they have acquired, we would blow through those tests with the current screening requirements in about 5 days. They've got about 160 million a month planned for the next 3 months. You would need 2 billion a month just to keep up with their own guidance. So they've not moved their guidance from a universal testing protocol to a selective testing strategy. We're still waiting to hear from them about that."
Former NFL coach Dan Reeves is dead at the age of 77. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution citing the Reeves family as saying the legendary NFL coach passed away peacefully early this morning at his home in Georgia. Reeves coached the Falcons for 6 years and led the team to their first Super Bowl appearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.